1954, on the occasion of the mass star shot, Mayor Bottle said, "Age after age, when the wick of righteousness burns low, the Avatar comes yet once again to rekindle the torch of love and truth. Age after age, amid the clamor of disruptions, wars, fear, chaos, rings the Avatar's call, 'Come all unto me.' Although the calls of the veil of illusion, this call of the Ancient One may appear as a voice in the wilderness, echo and re-echo nevertheless, pervades through time and space to rouse at first a few and eventually millions from their deep slumber of ignorance. In the midst of illusion, as the voice behind all voices, it awakens humanity to bear witness to the manifestation of God amidst mankind. The time has come. I repeat the call, and it all come unto me." We are most happy to have with us this evening Sarosh Irani, who has been with Mayor Bottle from the beginning. Sarosh will share with us some of his experiences with Bottle, and I've asked him to begin when he first came to Bottle.
Jai Baba to you all. I am very happy to be here with you all Baba lovers. I have come from India. First I went to London, spoke at the meetings there, then at New York. Now I am here. Break this journey because Tom rang up at Myrtle Beach and I could not refuse Elizabeth Patterson and Kitty, and so I've broken the journey, and now I'm very happy to be with you. Tomorrow I'm going to San Francisco, then to Los Angeles, then to Detroit, back to New York. My son is at San Diego, and for the last 8 years I have not met him and his family, so I got to be some time there. Then I again go to Washington, Boston, New York, and back to India. Today, you all, Baba lovers all over the world, are in a very happy position. Today, you have all the literature and his philosophy, his discourses, his pictures, his films with you. But in 1922, when we few gambled our lives with Baba, we had nothing with us. We just took him on the face value. In 1922, I finished my schooling at Panjgani, which is a hill station near Pune. Baba was, as you know, born in Pune. I was returning back to Ahmednagar, which is now the sacred place of Baba. I was asked to bring my auntie, that is Adi's mother, who was a great Baba lover, back to Ahmednagar. So our train from Pune to Ahmednagar was at midnight. We had a lot of time. So she asked me that she has to meet one gentleman. Have I any objection if I were to go and meet her? I said, certainly not. We have got ample time. We went in a tonga to a far end of Pune with trees and bushes around. The tonga was stopped. At a distance, I see one small hut with one gentleman sitting, playing the tabla and singing, Qawwali and Ghazal. About 10, 12 people sitting around and fire burning in the center. I sat in the tonga. Gulmai, we might have heard of her in the paper, in Baba's literature. She went inside and sat there with Baba for some time. After half an hour, she came back. And then she asked me, "You also come and meet this gentleman. Baba was then known as only Mehrwan. So I went and saw him, sat for some time, and we both returned back and came to Ahmednagar. After 3 days, Baba came to Ahmednagar and stayed at my auntie's place. I just thought to myself, having seen him in the dark, I should see him also during daytime as to how does he look. So I went at my auntie's place, and there were many people sitting around. I also sat there. After a while, he looked at me and he said, "What are you going to do?" I said, "I have just passed schooling. I shall go to college, and then we had our father's business, may join business or do something." He said, "You give up everything and come with me, I'll make you a king." Now at that age of 17, you can imagine how should I accept this. But I had my cousin Rustam, who was also a great Baba lover during his lifetime. We were all together, it was a joint family. So he encouraged me, he says, "You go." So I accepted Baba's offer. He told me that after a few days, when he sent me a telegram, I should go to Pune and stay with him. It was not long, the next day I got a telegram and I went with bag and baggage to Pune. He made me stay in a hotel. Then he asked me that I should take up the automobile course. I had to study during daytime from 3 in the evening till late at night. I had to be with Baba, who was staying in a city. All the mandali used to get around there in the afternoon, sing bhajan, sing kawali, etc. And this life went on for a few months. During that period, I could understand there is something in him which attracted me. I couldn't express myself at that time as to what it was, because I was too ignorant of all these things. During that period, he also took us to Upasani Maharaj, who was Baba's master. We went there, came back. Then one day he says, he is now going to Bombay, and all the mandali who would like to accompany him to Bombay should give him an agreement on a stamp paper that for 12 months we all would stay with him through thick and thin, even the whole world were to turn against him, but we shall not give up his company for 1 year. That agreement was just a binding. We were so young that was a fright for us, that we have entered into an agreement so that we may not give him up. So we all signed the agreement. Then the second agreement was signed that Baba with us all was to go from Pune to Bombay on foot, a distance of 120 miles. We had a bullock cart and all our bedding rolls were there, and we all started walking. Baba was a very fast walker, and it was only I who could keep pace with him. So we started our journey one morning. Baba used to stop at odd hours anywhere under a tree on the roadside or nearby a river, and like that we completed our journey in about a fortnight, because we never rushed through. We used to play on the roadside games with Baba, maybe little cricket or maybe little what you call seven tiles and so on. We reached Bombay. Baba had a Baba lover there, one engineer who was working in Back Bay Reclamation Scheme. So for temporarily we went and stayed there with him. Afterwards, on the outskirts of Bombay, that is Dadar, he hired out a big bungalow, and all inside all the rooms were partitioned so that 2 could be accommodated comfortably in each room. That place was known during our stay there as Manzil Amin. Manzil Amin means the God, house of the God. As long as we are staying with Baba Lover at Back Bay Reclamation, life was very pleasant. You see, we had all the...